Carbonara is one of the best dishes in Sicily. It is a vegetarian dish that have different variations throughout Italy. They have the same characteristics, suitable for vegan people. If you describe it in one word, nutriente.
Oh, I'm Daniel Leakes.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. And wow, Chefy, this is our last episode for this month.
That's right.
Oh, so fast, eh?
Yes.
I can imagine that we're doing our first episode, second episode of January. You are in Japan.
Yeah, I know, that's right. Yes.
Oh my goodness. And Valentine's is coming, people.
Yes,
Oh.
more work.
We are preparing for you a Valentine recipe. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Those lovers out there. For sure, you're gonna surprise our recipe for you because it's a love man, people.
Yes.
And Chefy, what are we gonna talk about today?
Today we talk about carbonata.
Wow, caponata.
Caponata.
Yes, it's a vegetarian dish, right, Chefy?
Oh, yes, very Italian. From Sicily.
Yes.
The Sicilian recipe, yes.
Best city in Sicily.
The best city in Sicily. Oh, well, they're all beautiful Sicily. Sicily, but
Yes.
you know, the Palermo, there are too many.
Certo.
Palermo, Catania, Messina, Siracusa,
Certo.
Trapani, Ragusa, there is so many.
Yes, lots, but you know, Sicilian recipe are one of the kind in Italy, like
Yes.
the one we're gonna discuss today. Caponata.
The caponata, yeah, caponata is one of the most famous recipe for Sicily. One of the most famous. Yes. No, for a long time anyway.
Yes. So, Chefy, is it caponata can be appetizer or main course?
Oh, you can have it for any time of the any dish. You know, well, I did caponata for appetizer. I did caponata in the pasta too. I
Wow.
did caponata in with the fish. I did caponata with the meat. I did caponata with everything except for dessert.
I can imagine, Chefy, caponata dessert. Wow.
Yeah,
It's one of a
but I used to think that you know caponata it's like a little bit like a sweet and sour, no? Like for the flavor. Oh,
Yes.
eventually a kind of sweet and sour dessert. Not that bad, eh?
When it's like a fusion.
Yes.
Wow. Imagine Chef Alessandro serving to his restaurant
No.
caponata dessert. One of a
I'm
kind.
a brave person, eh? Okay. But at first I taste it by myself. After I want to try because but
Yes.
no. It's yes, appetizer absolutely you can use for appetizer. You can use for the main dish or a side dish. Yeah, it's full item you can use for everything. You can add the fish, you can add meat if you want it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Appetizer
Yes.
you can use with you know nice cold meat beside a nice cheese. You can serve it cold or hot, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Cold or hot, people. So, in different places in Italy, Safi, they do different variation of caponata, right?
Well, just thinking about Sicily, in Sicily, different city has got different style too. You know,
Yes.
like if you go, like for example, you go Palermo. Palermo's got it's got eggplant, it's got peppers, olive, green olives, onions, celery, capers, tomato sauce,
Yes.
vinegar, and sugar. Then if you change city, you go to Catania or, no, let's say Agrigento, no? And you can find eggplant with red peppers, or diced tomato, onion, celery, black olives, green olives, capers, vinegar. some people put even melon inside.
Melon?
Yes.
Pine nuts,
raisin, pistachio, because it's you know, Sicily is very famous with pistachio and almonds too, eh?
Yes.
So it's there is so many variation of just in Sicily, between the city. It's unbelievable, you know, how it can change between the, you know, 100 kilometer distance or 50 kilometer distance, you know.
Yes. Pine nuts is one of the expensive nuts, right?
Oh yes. You remember we make even the basil pesto, no?
Yes.
Genoese.
True, that's the main ingredients of pesto genovese, pine nuts. So it's expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. I would suggest to people to buy a pine tree, plant in the backyard, wait until they grow enough to get free pine nuts.
That's true. In the cruise ship, because it's an Italian cruise ship, it's always there's a pine nuts. And my chef told me, oh, be careful with the pine nuts because it's expensive.
You know, I remember when I was a child, okay, when I was a kid, my house, around my house, there is maybe, oh my God, there is maybe 10, 15 pine tree. And, you know, my mom would say, go get the pine nuts. So he was going with my sister to pick up the pine nuts, you know, and then bring it home. We open up with a little hammer, you know, and take out the pine nuts and save it, you know, when my mom was going to make it some Christmas dessert or some Genovese pesto, you know, she was using it. Yeah.
So where does pine nuts come from, Shafi?
The pine nuts from a pine tree. It's got a pine, you know, the pine, and it's, when it's a season, they open up and, you know, they fall down.
Oh my goodness, where it come from? Wow. That's interesting.
Very nice. So I remember when I was a kid, I was with sister too, you know, it was just a cracker, eat it by yourself, you know.
Oh my God.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Good memories.
Memorable experience, eh?
Yeah, kids don't do this kind of stuff anymore.
No more. It's like playing online games.
Yeah.
So sad, but the reality is changing through decade to decade.
Yes, I know.
So, Shafi, in your region, let's do the ingredients of caponata and how to cook it.
Okay, so it's very simple because, you know, you have your eggplant, you know, and... if you want, you can add peppers too, red, green, yellow, whatever you like, you know, you can use it. And I like to put black olives and green olives too. The onion, and they all got to be cut at the same size. And the celery, capers. And I like with a touch of tomato sauce. So what you do is deep fry the eggplant and dry up. After deep fry, you just put on the paper so they suck up all the oil because you don't want too much oil in the caponata, no? And after you put olive oil on in a pan and they start to cook the peppers, the onion, the celery, the capers, you know, and keep going. And then you add at the end, you add the tomato sauce, and then you add the eggplant, the deep fried eggplant, and then you adjust with the salt, with a little bit of pepper, and I like a little bit of vinegar and a little bit of sugar inside.
Yes, people.
It's you know, it's very simple actually. You know, it's so simple to make, and it's delicious because you can use, like I say, you can eat even cold. So like, for example, summertime, if you go to work, you want to bring your lunch box, you want to bring something cool, you know, that's nice. Caponata, that's good.
Yes, you know? Caponata people is highly recommended, especially for vegetarian people.
Oh yeah, absolutely vegetarian, absolutely.
It's highly recommended because it's lots of vegetables on it. And as the chef said, you can modify what vegetable you want.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the basic, of course, it's with the eggplant, you know, eggplant, onion, and celery, and capers. That's the basic. But then after, you can adjust whatever you like. You can, if you like peppers, you put peppers. Some people put zucchini too, of course.
Yes. Any vegetables that are available through your local region or places?
Yeah, let's say that practically the caponata, it's our Italian style ratatouille, you know, kind.
Yes, it's the vibration of Italian to French cuisine.
Yes.
So, Chefy, what do you think was the difference of ratatouille and caponata?
Well, ratatouille, you know, you got all slice the same size, you know, there's got to be, you know, all the same size, you know, like between zucchini, eggplant, you know, you got the tomato, what else you can have, you know, you got, yeah, and then you put all, you know, slice all attached together, and then after you cook in the oven.
Yes. This,
yeah, you don't fry the ratatouille, you just, you know, cook in the oven.
Yes. The same with tomato sauce or marinara sauce, right, Chefie?
Yeah, yes. They use actually the, I believe it is sliced tomato, no? Sliced tomato and zucchini and eggplant.
Yes. It should happen that if you compare them, if you put caponata pineapples on it, it's like more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
More high-end.
But, you know, our Italian like expensive stuff, you know? Yeah. About how much saffron we like to do, we like to use, you know?
Yes, saffron. You know,
the truffle, the porcini mushroom, you know? Our land is full of rich things, you know?
Yes. Truffle, black truffle, you can see only us. Harvest in Italy, so most of the black truffles harvested in Italy, people. So Italian cuisine are rich, flavorful, simple, but delicious.
Absolutely.
For the last second season, we talk about the variation of, let's say, today, caponata, the variation for French cuisine is ratatouille. We talk about crème, the variation of Italian.
Panna cotta,
yes. So every dish in Italian cuisine, some of them, there's a variation to other cuisine, which is more better, more perfect, easy to do, and easy to prepare.
No, I think it's, I believe it's because even what they are territory offer. You know, like, you know, it's different things, different. So you find that maybe the same recipe or different ingredient. That's a good thing about, you know, cooking, you know. Wherever you go, you can, you know, taste almost the same thing, but in a different way, you know.
Yes.
It's very cool, actually.
Yes. And every region or in every place which is available for you, you can do caponata.
Yes, absolutely. I think eventually you can do it in the winter time, no, because that's most, it's a summertime dish, caponata, because, you know, eggplant, if you follow the season, now you can find this vegetable all over, you know, even the winter time. Of course, you go to the store, you can find still eggplant and zucchini, but when I grew up, you know, the eggplant and zucchini was only in the summertime, you know.
So
the caponata was made for, you know, in the summertime. It actually, some people was made the caponata in the jar and then put in the, like, as a conserve, put in the in the storage for the winter time.
Oh yes, people. So we are encourage you to do a caponata because it's so easy, and any variation you can do it. Just do the basic thing, tomato sauce, you know, onion, what else, vinegar.
Yes, celery.
Yes. Those
eggplant for sure.
Yes, eggplant is the number one key yes. ingredients, because eggplant is everywhere, all yes. over the world.
Yes.
So, Chefy, let's shout out to the people listening in India. Before they
Hello,
say, oh,
yes.
we have 21 places in India listening to us, Chefy. So,
wow, fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, we are very grateful, India, for listening to us. We want to shout out all of you places in India. Number one.
Thank you.
Maharashtra. Oh, I don't know. I couldn't pronounce well, but Maharashtra. Okay, we have 32% over there, Shafi.
Okay.
National territory of Delhi. Wow.
Oh, Delhi. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Imagine how big is India. It's just like America. But we have like 32% people. And
yes.
Territory of Delhi, 12%. And what is Karnataka, 11%. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Telangana. Oh, wow. Because most Indian people love vegetable, right, Chefy?
Yes. Especially, especially in India, they like vegetable a lot.
Yes, they have curry vegetables.
Yes.
They are, most of them are vegetarian, the vegan people out there.
Mm.
Okay, and Chhattisgarh, 8%. Andhra Pradesh, 5%. Thank you so much. Gujarat, 4%. West Bengal at 4% again. And Punjab, 3%. Uttar Pradesh at 2%. Tamil Nadu, 1%. The remaining places are 1% already. So Rajasthan, Jharkhand, and Daman and Diu, Bihar.
Wow.
Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, Himachal Pradesh, and of course, the beautiful Kerala.
Kerala, wow.
They are most vegan people.
Oh, wow.
So thank you so much, India, for listening to our podcast.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I'm sure you that our podcast is bigger.
Better and bolder.
Yes. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. So, Chefy, what else you can say about caponata?
Hey, caponata. Yeah, vegetarian, but as we say, we can put even other stuff inside. So you can put, if you want, chicken. You can make chicken caponata. If you want, you can put... in Sicily, actually, they do the swordfish. Diced swordfish. And deep fry, and they put at the end with the when they cook the caponata. That is very, very tasty, that one.
Oh,
yeah.
In my mind, Chefy, I want culatello caponata
as an appetizer. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Of course.
It's one of the 5-star hotel. It's like
yes.
One of a kind appetizer. So, Chefy, let's do a setup for your soup appetizer, and your main course is caponata.
Mm. With the caponata, eh?
Yes.
Including the caponata.
Yes.
Okay,
what will be your appetizer or soup first?
Okay, let's do. Well, since you got your curatella, I will say, you know, a nice curatello. Slice of culatello with the caponata beside, with a cold caponata.
Oh, yes.
Then I would say, let's go with a soup, and we can make a nice minestrone soup. So stay with the vegetable. Eh?
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Then we're going to do, you know, stay light on the pasta. So let's go a nice risotto. Make a nice risotto with the truffle risotto.
Yes.
Then a nice Arctic char, pensier Arctic char with a nice caponata on the bottom.
Wow.
And for dessert, let's do a nice semifreddo. Nice.
Che yes. buono!
A chocolate semifreddo, yes, why not?
Yes. chocolate, people.
Yeah, so I use double caponata. I use it for appetizer and I use it for the main.
Dessert.
Why not?
Why not? Two, totally, it's all vegetarian.
Yeah, sure. We're getting close to Valentine's, so we offer some in a chocolate in a
dessert.
we start to do some chocolate dessert. Right?
Yes, for the sake of Valentine's, for love people, we are having chocolate semifreddo.
Oh yeah.
So Shafi, fusion of caponata. What's that big fusion that you want to
fusion of caponata? Fusion of caponata. I would like to put the caponata inside chicken, maybe a chicken thigh, debone it, and then I roll up with the caponata inside. It would be very nice. Make an appetizer, like a galantine, you know, the kind of galantine style with the chicken, and you put the caponata inside with the jelly, you know, so then after when you cut it, it's going to be all, you know, caponata gel inside.
That be awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, a few ideas. I got a few ideas in my drawer.
Open the drawer, Shabby.
Oh, yeah.
So, Shabby, do you think caponata is for advanced cook or for the beginner too?
I think it's for the beginner too. No problem, because it's easy dish to make, and even if you overcook, watch, you know, to not overcook the vegetable, but even if you overcook, it's still good anyway, so it doesn't matter because it's very tasty.
Yes,
so actually, I'm suggesting that, especially, you know, in the summertime, if you have a nice hard bread, you can make a nice crostini and you can put the caponata on top. It would be amazing. It's like an bruschetta, you know.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Che buono, as they said. Delicious. Oh,
yes. It's easy to make. Easy, very easy.
Yes, so easy. So, Shafi, for the beginners out there, what is your tip to make caponata one of a kind?
To make caponata, just remember, you know, first you deep fry the eggplant. That's the most important thing. Once you deep fry the eggplant, make sure that you dry up from the oil. You know, that you don't want too much oil in the sauce. And let's say if you don't have the tomato sauce, or you don't want to make the tomato sauce, just cut some cherry tomato. It's fine. Same thing. No problem.
Yes.
And the celery you can find at the store. The olives you can find too. The capers, no problem. You can find at the store. And then you just add some diced onion. And let's say you can cook all together after. That's it.
Yes, people, those beginners out there, if you want to try to cook caponata, it's so easy and simple, but delicious.
Super delicious, yes.
Yes, it's one of a kind because it's lots of tomato sauce. If you don't like tomato sauce, Shafi, what other sauce that I
can Well, you cook? Can, no, actually, you can keep it without. It would be very amazing. It's probably oil-based anyway. And then you put a little bit of vinegar and then you put a little bit of sugar. Yes, you give it that agrodolce, sweet and sour, no?
Yes.
So practically, you don't need any sauce because it's vegetable, all vegetable.
Yes, that's true. So if I don't have sauce or something, can I put chicken stocks or any kind of stocks to make it more better? Or
you don't want it. If you put the chicken stock after you got to cook longer, and then after, if you cook longer, it's going to overcook the vegetable. You actually have to check the vegetable when you cook it to don't overcook. That's the thing. So more you add, the more you have to be careful how much you use. But of course, you got a little bit chicken stock would be nice, or vegetable stock.
Yes, that'd be awesome. So if you rate this caponata 1 to 10, where is it?
Oh, this one definitely 9.5.
Why is that 9.5?
No, I like caponata. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's a very good. Different. It's a different dish to try to serve. Yeah, to try. Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, it's a good taste. Very good taste.
What? But all the rating that you said is like 10 or above 10. Now caponata 9.5.
9.5. Yeah. Oh, we thought only vegetable, right?
First time people, Chef Alessandro, rated 9.5. So we are encouraging you to try caponata, most especially if you're vegetarian.
Yes.
Because it's one of a kind. It's really Italian cuisine from Sicily.
Yes.
So people, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. And next month, love, love, love.
Absolutely.
We are preparing a recipe to make your loved one love you more. A recipe that brings goodness to the table, that create love to your family.
Yes.
So, Chefy, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much to have me here, like usual.
Yes, as usual. We enjoy doing it. And we assure you that we are doing this every week.
Yes. My young people.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.